So we said we were going to start Perek Gimel. What is Avodas Hashem? How do we divide it up into all the different sugyas? Okay. This is hard work, I'm warning you now. Oh, yes, Yonatan. Shoo, that's impressive. Shalom, Yonatan.
How's it?
How you guys doing, huh?
Thank God. A mamish miracle. The baby came home on Thursday. And
oh, Baruch Hashem.
Doing good. Please God, it's going to be a bris on Thursday this week.
Please God. Baruch Hashem. Shatoiva. Bezmano biyitoi. Bezrat Hashem.
Mazel tov. All the best.
Thank you.
Okay. So let's learn about Perek Gimel. This is hard work, so we're going to go through it slowly and see what we can come away with. so first of all, what is Avodas Hashem? Let's try and get a bit of a definition, and it's a bit of a surprise. Avodas Hashem, I would have said it's doing all the mitzvahs, just doing whatever you're supposed to do. That's Avodas Hashem. It's not so simple. Habir lekama chalokim hi mitchalekes. What Avodas Hashem is, the clarification, the explanation is divided into different parts. And what are all the different qualities of each of these different chalokim? Hukach. Mahusa avoidehi, the essence of avoide is shemakabel hatoiva, the one who's receiving the good, yit yaches bahachno klapemisha etivlo. He has to relate to the one he's receiving the good from with hachno. With hachno, we'll see what hachno is now. Hachno generally means humbling oneself, submissive, as a translation. But we're gonna work with hachno quite a lot. So let's hold off defining it for now. But we have some kind of a working translation. Klapei mi shemeitiv lo. The person who's being mate of him, he has to, the one who's receiving it, has to relate to him with hachno. Just one second. Let's just switch this off. Then we won't be bothered by it anymore. Okay. B'zeh sh'yigma lo toiv k'meitiv v'chol toiv t'muras ha'toiv v'shekibol b'menu. From the fact that this person's doing him good, he has to now give him back to the best of his ability what he received, not what he received, but in tmura, in the word payment here doesn't really work, but in relation to what he received from him. So two things. First of all, he has to relate to the person he's receiving from with hachno, and he has to do good for the other person to all his ability in relation to what he got from him. Okay, that's the essential definition of Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem sounds like the definition of a Koras HaTov, but that's the definition of Avodas Hashem. Hachnozu chalekes l'shnei chalokim. These two hachnos are divided in two chalokim, and we'll see it relates to what we said before about the seichel and the Torah. The two machayevs of Avodas Hashem, the one was seichel and the one was Torah. We'll see it kind of connects to that as well a little bit. Let's see. Achelik harishon hu hachno tachas lachatz hachechreyach mitoich yirus ha'inesh v'tzepia l'schar. The hachno that comes about via some kind of chiyuv lachatz, he translates it. He says chnias chayve v'din. From din, from chayva. Sorry, I'm looking in the wrong place. Knei rochum v'yochul behechreach v'chazoka. He uses the word hechreach. He uses the word, yeah, lachatz hahechreach. He does it because of the, it's an imperative. He's kind of like forced to do it because of yiras ha'oinesh and a desire for reward. What we call lo lishmo. He's going to be humbled and he's going to pay back the debt, let's say, what he receives. He's doing all he can to pay back good to the other person, is coming from an imperative place. Because of Yirasa Oinesh and Tsepiala Scha. Scha Oinesh. He doesn't want the Oinesh and he wants the reward. That's the first chelek. Chelek Hasheni hi, Hachnomi Rotzen Toiv. Hanoivus mitoich havona hachoiv ve'yon liyachas gedulas v'ramumos lemishu nichna lefonov. The second type of achno comes from a desire, a healthy, good rotzon that flows from an understanding of the obligation and the rightness, for lack of a better word, to relate with greatness and roimimus to somebody who is being humbled himself to. This person did your toiva, so the hegyon, that's a normal good thing to do, is to nachne yourself to the person who's doing your toiva. Even if he's not scared of him, he's not going to get anything out of him. He's not doing it because he's scared of the person or because he wants to get anything from him. He's doing it because his seichel tells him it's the right thing to do. Achelik harishon shel hachno lekel he toitzor shel isoiris al yedei hatoira. Remember before we spoke about the two types of Osiris, they saw this through the Seichel and they saw this through the Torah, and we said you need the Torah because the Seichel is going to lose out most times because it's weak. The first Chelek, the Chelek that's coming from the Lachatz, the fear of Oinesh, the desire for reward, that's the Osiris that comes about as a result of Torah. Shehizkateya b'prokim ha-koimin, as we mentioned before, shereha toivim mechayeva so'isom lekaim oiso b'glal ha-scha va-oinesh ha-tzipuim lanu bo'ilam ha-zeh olam ha-bo. The Ro'eres comes about from the Torah because the Torah obligates a person to do what he has to do to pay back because of the schar and the oinish that's awaiting him in this world in Olam Haba. Velo chelek ha-sheni shel achno hi totzor shel ha-is-oires ha-noives misek ha-kores toive ha-tfiz. That comes from a natural ha-kores ha-toive that's wired into the system. It's planted in the seichel. You have to work very hard to destroy that. The world's managed to do it very, very competently to destroy this dynamic. Today, nobody owes anybody anything. I take as much as I want. I don't feel bad. We take Prozac to cure that problem. A person has an inbuilt tzelem elokim that wants to give, and when it has to take, it needs a koros hatov to balance the books. That's built into the seichel. And we've done a very good job of destroying that. So taking today has become a mitzvah, never mind something to look down upon. But that's a separate problem. That's formed in a person from the minute he's born. The minute the spiritual dimension, the neshama, the nefesh, gets joined to the body, this dynamic is there already. Rav Desle explains it like this, may or may not be what he's miscovering to, but at least it gives us a grip. Rav Desle says that we created B'Tselem Elokim. That's right from the beginning. B'Tselem Elokim, his nature is to give. His nature is to give. When it has to take, that's a steer to its essential nature. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us as the biggest takers in the world. It's not shaykh to survive for too long if you're not taking. We're taking all the time. We're taking all the time. To survive, you have to take. That's the way the world was created. I'm not going to go into all the examples and whatever now, but if you think about it, you're doing a lot of taking from a lot of people all day, every day. Just you open up the tap and you put a glass under it and you drink some water. So there's like millions of people you're taking from when you do that. You know, there's a whole lot of people that were involved in getting that water to your cup, and you know how many people involved in getting the cup into your house. It's mind-boggling. So we're taking. So how do you balance that? You balance it with a thing called a koros hatov, and that's wired into the system. That icky feeling you feel when you take, that's got to be dealt with using a koros hatov. So that's it's already implanted in a person from when he's born. That's the natural outcome of him being created, the Tzelem Elokim, and being a taker. Those are two steerers. It's one steerer. There's a steerer between the two things. Okay. Weiter. Ushtei achnoi sololu mushubachas hain. Now you might think, well, you know, the truth is a bit of a problem, because the one that flows from the Torah, that's the one that's chavoynish. And we already said you need the Torah, because without the Torah, it's hisoyrus, you're not going to miss Torah for long, because the seichel is going to fall short. And if the seichel's hisoyrus sounds much more noble than the Torah's one, because that sounds more lishmo, sounds more normal. I have a korosot toif, so that's why I'm serving you. No fear, no anticipation of anything. The hisoyrus that comes through the Torah is because I'm scared of oynish and I want reward. That seems to be a much lower level. So you might start choosing sides. Yeah, well, this is good. That's it. Each one's got its mitzvahs v'chesronos. So he says, v'shtachnoi salalu mushubach hasem. Both these drachim are very, very praiseworthy. U'mivyes es ha'adam l'derech ha'tzola ba'oylam abo. And it brings a person to the correct path, or the right way, to that tzola ba'olam abo. That's what's going to be matzili min olam abo. They're both mishubachas, but you have to start with these oros from the Torah, and that drags in its wake the other one. Es achno hashenis. Vi madrege she'oili mimenu el achno hashenis. You go up from the first one to the second one. V'achno shenis zuhi toitzo. The second achno comes about as oirus from the seichel. Hanovais mihabos haochochois hamachayvois es achno. That flows from, don't exactly know what he wants here. Habos mihabos haochochois המחייבס is achno mukubeles v'rutzua yoyse lifnei Elokim machmes shiva tami. That's more desirable in front of Hashem for seven reasons. In other words, the hisoros of the seichel has some seven milers over the hisoros that comes from the Torah, but you need the hisoros of the Torah to come up to and get into the hisoros that comes from the seichel, and you always need, from what we saw before, I guess, these oros from the Torah, because as we said, the seichel is much weaker than the goof, and it's always going to get dragged down. Okay, not sure exactly what you did. How you, it'd be interesting if the translation there, Jonathan, what he does with that last little stickle there. The derech haroya kreiva elokim v'rotzu yoseh
l'shiva ponim. You just exactly how you translated it, preferred.
No, but how does he translate Hanoivas mihaba'as ha'ochochois?
See, the Hebrew here I've got is a little different. It says V'achnia shetia machmas ha'aras ha'secho v'derech ha'raya k'roi v'ralekim ha'rutzu yoshe l'shiva.
Correct, that's the Chovas HaLevavos itself. I'm reading from the Pirush of the Leif Tov, which is not a translation necessarily. It's more of a Pirush. So the Chovas HaLevavos, but how does he translate?
So he translates. He says,
machmas ha'aras ha'seichel.
So exactly the way you explained it, the submission which is prompted by that your seichel, that inner urging of your mind and rational demonstration, he said it's preferred by Hashem and more acceptable for seven reasons. Same way you explained it.
The Loshan he uses, yeah, he's mefarishing something, I don't know what it is. Hanoivas mihabos hahochochois hamachayvas boisachno. Okay. Well, we can't be too far wrong if we're translating the Chovas HaLevavos right. If we don't get the Leif Tov right, well, that's also not so much of a problem, because at least we've got the Chovas HaLevavos in the original correct. I'm not going to be too phased about that. Okay. So it has seven advantages. This Hisoyrus that comes from the Seichel over the first Hisoyrus. So I'm sorry, Eli, there's another list for you. We're gonna have to go one step at a time here, slowly. Batama Rishanu. Mipnei she'avoida shehi toitso shelis oiras al yedei ha'Torah. The avoida that comes about as a result of this oiras via Torah. Efshaloyli Adam, lasis oisimitoich kavona l'shem shemaim. It's possible that a person can do it with the kavona of being l'shem shemaim. The efshalogam lasoisimitoich kavona shel tzvias v'hisparut. Whatever that means. L'chanufa u'l'shevach bnei Adam. Ah, he can also do it because he's looking for flattering and praising other people. Kedei lahasik shevach v'kovod min de'adam avu avadoso. Means he could also, he could do it in the Shem Shemayim, he could also do it because he's trying to show off, he's trying to get covered and praise from other people for this avodas Hashem that he's doing. Shereis v'sheresh avadoisim u'busas ala tikva l'kabel mi'Hashem scha v'lapachet mi'oinshoi. Since the basis of this hachno, of this avoider, sorry, is based on his desire to get schar and to avoid oinesh, he could think to himself like this. Listen, I'm already doing this avoider because I want to get schar. But okay, if I get the schar from Hashem, I'll get it from Bnei Adam. I want the praise. I want the pat on the back. Partly if it's Hashem or it's people. That's what he might think. So if you're doing it because of what's rooted, what's driving at the shoresh of why you're doing it, is the shoresh is coming from the Torah, and at the root of that we said is some kind of relationship with schav or oinesh, you may very well be able to do it to Shem Shemayim. Could be, and that would be wonderful. But you might also slip into doing it because you're trying to get praise and you're trying to get covered and you're looking for attention on the basis of, well, I'm going to get scha anyway. That's the only reason I'm doing this, is I want scha. So I'll get the scha from Bnei Adam. The covered and the praise is very, very good for me. It's very powerful and I enjoy it very much. So I'll get it from Adam. So I won't get it from Hashem. Aval avodas Hashem shitutzor shelis oiras al yedei haseichel. When the avodas Hashem comes about as a result of this oiras al yedei haseichel, yoichel yois rak avoda miyuchedes l'shem shamayim. That can only be uniquely aimed at the Shem Shemayim. V'lo yicholim lit'arev bo shum tzvias v'ziuf shel kavonas hisparus b'fnei acherim. You could never do that because you're trying to get attention, you're trying to get praise and glorified from other people. She'ein hi mebuseses al tzvia l'scha b'pachet meinish, because it's not based on scha b'oinish. Scha, why don't you close the door? Thank you. It's not based on a desire for scha or being scared of oinish. It's based on chokhmah and the knowledge that he knows he has this obligation that's incumbent upon him to be over the boira. He has this chiyuv to the boira, and that's coming from chokhmah. It's not coming from a desire for schav oinish. So it's safe because it's always going to be l'shem shemayim. You can't do it lo l'shem shemayim. Because the way that his oiris to avoid a Hashem comes about has no room in it for anything other than the kavanah to pay back Hashem. The minute you start getting covered in schav oinish, you're not paying back Hashem, you're paying yourself back. When this oiris comes from Torah, the root of it is based on schav oinish, so it could get usurped and used incorrectly. So that's one big advantage that the Isoris of the Seichel has over the Isoris of the Torah. Okay. V'tam ha-sheinihu. Mipnei sh'avodas Hashem shi'itotzor shel Isoris al yedei ha-Torah. Ma'achas shi'novat mitoich tzpia l'scha v'pachad me'oinesh. Ein ha'adam mit'amets l'soise b'kol koicho v'yichol toi. I would have thought the opposite, by the way. The second reason why Seichel is advantageous over these oiras that comes from Torah is because the avodas Hashem that's a result of these oiras from Torah, since it's flowing from a schav oinish, you know, fear of oinish and desire for scha, a person doesn't put that much koiches into it. He doesn't put all his koiches and yecholis into it. Why not? If he's scared of the oinish and he wants the reward, he's going to put everything into it. I don't understand the psychology of that, if you're allowed to use that word. Why not? He's getting paid good bucks for it. He doesn't want to get the oinish. He's terrified of the oinish. He's going to do whatever he can to avoid it. And he wants the reward. So he'll do whatever he can to get the reward. That's the koyach of lo lishmo. Mitoch shelo lishmo bo lishmo. So I don't understand. I don't understand. אבל לבוא לזה שם שהיא תוצר של ישראל על ידי השכל, אין היא יכולה לנבוע, אלא מתוך התנדבות הנפש. ומתוך רצון הטוב להשתדל בכל יכולתו, וסלאבוס גדולה בעבוד לזה אלוקים למען שמו יסברך. So that's a mouthful and a half. Let's see what this sounds like. When this odorous comes about via the seichel, it can only flow from his nadvus hanefesh, from a desire to give, from that giving nature of the neshama, and from a desire, a good desire, to be mishtadl with all one's koiches, with enormous arousal, kislavus, with enormous excitement, in avodas Hashem, laman shmoi, yisbarach, for Hashem's sake. Achrei yediyah v'havona begedulus Hashem v'roi memusay. Because if it's coming from the seichel, he's used the seichel to become knowledgeable about how great and transcendent and elevated the Boira Olam is. The neshama, the nefesh, doesn't volunteer to serve Hashem unless it's persuaded first. That the reward he's going to get for this avoider, what's the reward? What's the, not so much the reward, but the what he's going to attain via this avoider, is that Hashem's going to be very pleased with him. He's only going to achieve that goal if he puts all his koiches into it. So the words and the theory make a lot of sense, but when you start thinking about this in terms of your own avoid and your own life, there's avoid a mod kashe. This is very, very difficult. This is not Shara Bechina where we teach you how to look at an orange and go, wow. this is heavyweight stuff, right? He wants Hashem to be pleased with him. He wants Hashem to be pleased with him. So he's going to put all his koiches into it because he wants Hashem to be pleased with him. That's a major darga. That's not poshut. He's already told you that even schav oedish isn't going to get you to use all your koiches. So trying to make Hashem happy will get you to use your koiches? Fine. I hear the words, but if you try and just stop for 1 minute and look at yourself and try and see how this is going to work, the lo poshut bichlal. I don't know how you feel. Tell me what your response is. I don't know what you're feeling and what you're thinking about. That's my gut feeling here. Is it hard enough doing this lo lishmo? To do this with all my koiches, just because I'm trying to make Hashem happy, I'm trying to give nachas ruach raboi la'olam, is it mod kashe? Mod kashe, mod kashe.
Yeah, it's very interesting the way he says it, yeah, because I agree with you. And practically to do this is a world away. But the fact is, it always, when you do something for reward, like with the Torah, what he's saying, there's always that something there, that hope that you're going to get something, that, you know, that's what you're basing it on here. Whereas what he said in the second part, which is very interesting to me, which is maybe it's a part of a deeper insight I never understood, is that your neshama is doing the same thing, but it's doing it for the sake of Hashem. It's doing it so Hashem will be happy with it, which is very interesting, which is something, I don't know, it's a different type of thing. It's just something where it's not that you're hoping for a reward of some sort for you. It's almost like you're giving. It's like Rav Dessler. It's almost like you're giving by taking.
Correct. That's exactly it. I'm giving Hashem the pleasure via the avoider I'm doing. Yep. It gives Hashem nachas ruach, whatever that means. Nachot.
Fascinating the way he says it, yeah. But you can, the second part, you're right. Practically, I don't know, but the first part, you can understand in theory that if you're doing something for a reward, no matter, even if you put in your full energy to it, there's something about it that's not right. There's something there that doesn't fit. it's not pure. I don't know what to say.
Doing it because it's the right thing to do, and therefore it's external. As opposed to you've developed the relationship and you're doing it because it flows from your own inner reality. A very crude example. If you buy your wife flowers because the chassan teacher told you to buy your wife flowers, or you buy your wife flowers because you really appreciate her and you want to show her how much you appreciate her. So the video of both those events look exactly the same. But you can't compare them. They're completely different avoiders. And you'll never do the first one with the same feeling, the same connection, the same desire, the same rots and toiv, because it's not you, it's something external. The second one is coming from your understanding, your work, your relationship that you've developed with Hashem. Therefore, you'll put all your koichas into it because it's you. The first one is the Torah machayes me to do this, and I'm scared of getting punished and whatever. So it's external. So you'll do the best you can in order to avoid the punishment and get the reward. But you're not putting your whole self into it because it's not something that you've worked on and developed yourself. I think that might be the
beautiful that example. Might
be the vort here. Yeah, no, that's what Taube Zatzal's Mahalach. And he was a big bocky in the Sefer. He gave hundreds of sherims on Chovas Levavos. A lot of what you go through the Sefer, you see that a lot of it's taken from, I see a lot of it reflected in the Sefer. Yeah. I think that might be what he's referring to here. When the Soros is from the Torah, it's external. When the Soros is from my own inner Seichel, it's like I've developed this relationship. I've worked through this. I understand why it is that I'm chayev. I understand that I feel humbled. And therefore, I want to give something back as opposed to I have to give something back. That might be the story. Okay. This mamash gives me a headache, this stuff. Well, it's hard, but I'm glad we're doing it. And whatever we get out of it is good.
No, I'm very glad we're doing it. I'm telling you. Elia, you've been a champion. One day maybe I'll meet you in Israel, but it's great. This learning keeps me going, Raf.
Take good care. Mazel tov, mazel tov.
Mazel tov. Have a good evening. Be well. Go take
another. Take care. All the best.
Go ahead. Appreciate it.